So Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you affectionately. I'm seeing there's a little space. Could we do something about it? Wow, Elias, I almost didn't recognize you. I think we need to have this. What? No, you have thought, I'm seeing there's so much empty space here. So, right, that was the consideration. Good. I understand. This is logistical. Yes. I understand everything. It's all right now. So, it's good to be a little squeezed in. So Hare Krishna, first of all, I want to thank our Pujari Ramananda Gopal very much that you have come. And the sons of the priests are also here, already looking very carefully to do this in the future. Wonderful. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming, and thank all of you for coming. I have a friend who has left the body, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and we really shared this friendly mood. He called me his Surit. Surit means very, very close friend. And he once gave an initiation ceremony, which I thought was very interesting, the way he explained it. He said this ceremony is for two audiences. One is for those who are receiving their initiation, the devotees who sit here in extraordinary, they look so clean and so everything is paka. Yes, I see you want to give a garland, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have both two very beautiful garlands, Ramananda Gopal. But my is a little bit more beautiful than yours. So this is the first for the first type of audience, those who are receiving initiation. But I think all of you can also participate in your consciousness in this initiation ceremony, and think deeply what your initiation means for you. How true are you to your initiation vows which you gave? What has changed, if anything has changed? Are these changes good, or should they be reverted? Why do I think like this? I because of a joke, and I want to start this with a joke, but laugh at the right time. Shumit, maybe you wait. So there was once a Swami. He had an accident. Accident means, I think during his, he cooked in the kitchen, and somehow the ghee fell upon him, and he was burned in the whole body, and needed to be brought to the hospital for an emergency surgery. So just before he went into anesthesia, he asked the Lord, "My Lord, is this your call to me? Do I have to leave the body now?" And the Lord answered, "No, you have 40 more years." So he went into surgery, it was successful. And when he came out, he thought, well, I should do something about my exterior now. Let me make a facelift. Let me have a transplant of new hair. New teeth would also be good. And he came, he made the changes so that he became a beautiful man, like the men who go in Paris over the vanity, you know, vanity thing, you know, it's called, what is it called?
Catwalk.
Yes? seems like this. So then he came out of the surgery, it was finished quite quickly. He changed and he looked very beautiful. And then a car came and drove over him and he left the body. I came to the Lord and said, "My Lord, you said 40 years. And then the Lord answers, "Oops, I couldn't recognize you any longer." Sumit, you can laugh now. So I could not recognize you any longer. My dear devotees, what is with you? Can the Lord recognize you? Can the Lord recognize, is your sincere devotional part, which was there when you, I guess, when you asked for initiation, is that still there? Has something changed in your Krishna consciousness? Is that good that it has changed? I think there are very necessary and good changes as we evolve. But is the essential thing, is it still there? Not that Krishna says, "Oops, I didn't recognize you," when we come to our final call. So I wanted to tell you this joke at the beginning. Yes, now we will start with our ceremony. I think Ramananda Gopal, I'm sorry, I always need to be told what should be done, because for me, this is, we will enter into a sacred room together. I can't wait to go into it. So what was the first thing? I think our was Amri.
As far as I remember, because I also did not long initiation. First we do Achma.
Yeah, das kann ich auch noch erinnern. Yeah. Yes.
Then there is a speech from you.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then names.
Yeah. And then the yaga at the end. Fine. So please direct us in this Archman part.
Okay, so everybody please attend to this Archman, this little cup with water. That's our Archman cup. German Archman cup. And you take the spoon, what you all received, in your left hand, and with the left hand, you make some water, drop it in the palm of your right hand. You look into the water. Oh, sorry. First, we chant the mantra. Om Avitra,
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 Avastam,
Avastam,
Dadobiva,
Dadobiva,
Yasmaret,
Yasmaret,
Undarikaksham,
Undarikaksham,
Sa, Vaya,
Vaya,
Vayendra,
Vayendra,
Suchi,
Suchi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Vishnu, Vishnu.
Now you look in the water, say Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayana Namaha.
Om Narayana Namaha.
And the last one. Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay. And this process two times more.
Abhavitra,
Abhavitra,
Abhitrava,
Abhitrava,
Abhavastam,
Abhavastam,
Yadoviva,
Yadoviva,
Yasmaret,
Yasmaret,
Pundarikaksham,
Pundarikaksham,
Sa,
Sa,
Baya,
Baya,
Bayandara,
Bayandara,
Suchi,
Suchi.
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu.
Maybe someone brings him a hot glass of water, a warm glass of water, then that should take care of it.
Gopi, this pong pong's in my.
What a priest!
So really asking for blessings, doing the service, you see it's not so easy to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
What is that?
The Vaishnavas. What should I put with it? In the mouth?
So, yeah, yeah.
How many?
Om Vishnu, Om Vishnu, Om Vishnu. Is it hot water?
Okay. Did we complete the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Oh,
Abhavitra,
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 Sabhavastam,
Sabhavastam,
Gadobiva,
Gadobiva,
Yasmare,
Yasmare,
Pundarikaksham,
Pundarikaksham,
Sa,
Sa,
Baya,
Baya,
Agandara,
Agandara,
Suchi,
Suchi,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Thank you. These drops are very good. This meaning of the mantra is whatever circumstances we pass through, whatever situations we coming from, if we come to the state of mind that we remember the lotus side, Lord Krishna, one becomes internally and externally clean. So now, please, everybody has somebody who will change the kandima. Please do this process now.
Maybe we can all say this mantra again together.
Om
Abhitra
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 Sadavastam
Sadavastam Yadoviva
Smaret
Yasmaret
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Savaya
Vaya
Raha
Vyantara
Suchi
Suchi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditam Hridaya De Pushpavanto Shito Shando Tomo Nudo
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, this is the first and the second initiation. Srila Prabhupada once said something very nice about the first initiation. It was after he had given an initiation to the devotees in Vancouver, Canada. The year was 73, and he referred to the initiation as an opportunity. He called it a golden opportunity. You have now got the golden opportunity of this human form of life, and it is not by accident that you have met your spiritual master. So if you are actually intelligent, you will take advantage of Krishna's blessings upon you and go back to home, back to Godhead. He said, my request to all of you is that you very seriously and sincerely stick to the principles of devotional service, and especially observe strictly the four prohibitions, and without fail, always chant at least 16 rounds from your beads daily. In this way, you will be always happy. He requests them. This is the process. And then he says, and there is also an essential point in all of this. So we just don't do this mechanically, 16 rounds and four principles. There must be some life in it. We all know when the life goes out, then there is dead. Things stop. So he says the essential point to remember is that by your activity, you will please always your spiritual master. That means following the orders and instructions of your spiritual master. And my first instruction to all of my disciples is that they become Krishna conscious devotees themselves and help others to become devotees. He then ends his letter by saying what he often used to say: if you stay engaged 24 hours a day with spiritual activities, then the darkness of material life can't stay with you. The darkness cannot stand before the light, so Maya cannot stay in the presence of Krishna. I want to visit this letter, revisit it. This was written in 73, and we are 52 years later. What do we make out of this 52 years of experience has passed by? Is there something that has changed? Or is there something that stays the same, has stayed this, And I wanted to say, is there something that stays the same? And I really believe spiritual principles are eternal. You are a soul, a part of God. That's eternal. That will be also true after 50 more years and 100 more years and so on. There is Krishna, that is true. And there's also something that this world cannot satisfy the needs of the soul for ultimate freedom and ultimate and bliss and ecstasy. That is, the world cannot fulfill that. That also is true. It was true then, and it will be true in the times to come. What is about the spiritual practice? 16 rounds, 4 rules and regulations. Is this still true at this time, or do we need to change it? It's as we heard in the disciple meeting, these things are there to make the process of spiritual life work. And they are based on 2 factors, 2 principles, and you will recognize them very easily. It's developing attachment and developing detachment. When you engage in spiritual activities like kirtan or japa, proper japa, right chanting, you will develop more attachment to Krishna. And if you engage in material activities, you develop more attachment to Maya. So therefore, you need to know in your spiritual life that which helps you to develop attachment and develop detachment. No? So this is the golden opportunity, human form of life and meeting of a genuine spiritual practice. I want to now say something, and I'm on the second initiation. Sometimes devotees have asked the meaning of the second initiation. Is it necessary? Is it not necessary? It depends a little bit on where you are in your spiritual life. Prabhupada said it in a very wonderful way. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is sufficient. But still, to purify you more, the second initiation, or Gayatri, is given. I think you all know when you chant Hare Krishna, the mind is very, very restless and occupied with so many things, then how can you focus and concentrate? Or if the mind remembers all your Netflix series or all the talks which you had and so on in the last time, all the distractions in which you find yourself, then it's not so easy to chant nice meditative rounds. But if you can chant three times a day a mantra or a series of mantras that remind you so much of Krishna, because they are all about Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, then there is a chance that you can chant with full absorption, because you have some what is called sambandha, some understanding of your relationship with Krishna. I go here through my notes. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad brings out a general statement why it's good to meditate. No? We are a spiritual movement, and spiritual people meditate. So the verse says, Aputa Puta Bhavati Yangmang Smritya. By remembering me, or Smritya can also be meditating about me, one who's impure becomes pure. Have you ever found this out, that when you stop your busy days and you read something about Krishna and you let that echo in your mind, how your orientation changes, no? By remembering me, one who follows no vows becomes a strict follower of vows. I have observed some of my disciples and have seen how they have given up their vows. But when they were able to, usually it happened when there was some difficulty in their life, to take shelter of Krishna again and think of Krishna, they were able to become strict followers of vows. No? By remembering me, one who is desireless, who does not want anything, develops desires to serve me. It's sometimes you may find yourself a little passive in your spiritual life, and you're so unwilling to engage in devotional service. But then when you, for instance, read something that captures you and you become involved in it and remember Krishna, you like to serve Krishna. Oh, what could I do? What could I do? By remembering me, one who has studied no Vedic mantras becomes an expert knower of the Vedas, like Ramananda Gopal, you know. And this all describes the power of my Gayatri Mantra, because there you are remembering Krishna, you are thinking of Krishna. If you don't become a neglectful chanter, no? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says something about these mantras which totally surprised me. As you know, I was in Vrindavan this year. Yeah, I found it. And it was a wonderful time for me to strengthen my spiritual practice. So I was in a little hut, really, which was overgrown with a nice plant. And I was, when I was in the hut, I could open the front doors, two doors, and there was a beautiful tulasi plant on a zocal, you know, in this high up. So where I was sitting, I had first Radha Kanaya Lal, the deities, and then when I looked further, there was Tulsi, and I think you will. And there were and then there were all these plants around the roof, and in the plants were these little birds that looked like colibris. You know, colibris, they come and then they fly, stay in the air, and then they drink the juice or the nectar from the flower. So there were many colibris, and they sing very nice. They're very sattvic, very nice birds. But there was also a room for meditation, which I couldn't use often because a rat lived in there. And I thought the rat was first, so I can't just impolitely, you know, just chase it out. I don't know, when you are Vrindavan, you think all living entities are equal, you know, you feel like that, and you don't want to hurt anyone, not even a rat. It will go just like the rat went. Then one day the rat was not there any longer. And when I came to this little cottage, I saw why. A big snake, really big, just fell out of the tree, the end of the tail remained stuck to a branch, but it just dropped to catch my rat. And the rat ran away in full gallop. And it was fast enough. But now the snake was frustrated. It looked at me. You can laugh, Sumit. It looked at me with these eyes and I said, why do you look at me? I'm too big for you to digest, you know. But it continued to stare at me. And I just ran. When they have these cold eyes, it's better you run. That was one memorable memory. I always will remember that there was a second memory. I will also remember it. I read in the Bhagavatam this passage where it speaks about the Diksha mantras, the Gayatri mantras. Vishwanath says, in other words, by regularly chanting one's Diksha mantra as Japa, this is the, you know, these mantras, you should carefully think about the meaning of the mantra. So you chant and you are aware of the meaning what you chant, and then one will cultivate the desire to see one's worshipable Lord. By cultivating the desire to see him, then Krishna, reality the beautiful, will manifest himself before the eyes of the devotee. And I have done this since that time. I was, I must say, a little bit negligent in chanting my Gayatri mantras because there's always so much to do throughout the day. But I have started to chant the Gayatri mantras. I do also something to pacify my mind, and then I chant. And now when I chant and meditate about the meaning, very often it happens that all of a sudden the deity of that particular mantra becomes manifest before the inner eye, not the outer eye, the inner eye. In the heart, in other words. So it happens, unfortunately, not so often, but it does happen. And that's the whole idea, the whole secret of chanting any mantra. You chant the vibration, you know, like you can feel when you chant the Om, for instance, there is a vibration. And then, while doing it, you chant, you meditate or have the image of the Lord before you, and then he who is mantra rupa, that is, who has the form of a mantra, will manifest. I would like to, for all of us to try this for a moment. It's a wonderful spiritual. It's a wonderful spiritual experience. Sorry, I'm so unmusical. I need this. So please just sit proper, and I will give you now an experience of the vibration of a mantra. We will chant a monosyllable mantra, Ram. I will chant one time and then we chant five times together, yes? And you will feel something. First of all, relax a little. A little deep breathing. I I know some of you are terribly excited, but for a moment just stay with your breath. And when you exhale, exhale a little longer, no? Then please listen to me one time, and then we will chant five times this mantra. First started, some of you were almost shocked. Yes, it's the power of a vibration. Now we will chant this the second time, and we will not so much focus on the vibration as we focus on the deity Lord Rama. Or you can, those who like to meditate on Balaram can also use the chant on Balaram, or Nityananda Ram, you can chant, you can meditate or think of Nityananda. Please chant in a relational way, that is, addressing the Lord, and do it in a devotional way. The first was a vibrational chanting. This now is a little different. You need to now engage your mind in it, no? And chant what is called in Sambandha, in relationship with the deity. Still in the vibrational mode. This is now a completely different exercise, no? We now bring Ram in our mind, we invoke him, we look at the Lord, and some of you might have difficulties. You can look at the altar, the deities, and then you address them, no? You were chanting in the same way as in the first exercise, which was beautiful, but not the exercise, it was different. So you this is now entering the next level. It's not no longer mechanic chanting, it's devotional chanting. Hmm? So it's different.
Thank you.
In the Vedas, it is said, in our tradition, it is said that the Lord, who is invisible to our eyes and unreachable by our senses, incarnates in the form of sound vibration, and therefore our movement is really based on the Hare Krishna mantra, and the second is the Gayatri mantras. So this needs to be practiced properly, because if you don't practice your japa, both Hare Krishna and the other, it will not work. It will be a farce, your spiritual life, showbottle life, but you will not find the satisfaction in your heart. And because that will not be there, then you will run for material sense gratification. You have no other choice. We are constituted as living beings to find pleasure, and either we search for this in this world and burn our fingers, or in the spiritual dimension. This is quite scientific. Do you know that you can actually turn metal into gold if you get the chemical formula right? Do you know this? I have personally seen this once, but I have so much respect for this. It is said here, by yatha kanchanatam jati, by chemical manipulation, bell metal is turned into gold when touched by mercury. Similarly, when a person is properly initiated, although he may not have a golden heart, he can acquire the qualities of a brahmana, and he can change. And this is the whole idea. Is it really? My dear devotees, I cannot stop saying that, yes, you can. The Hare Krishna movement is like a big village. Shumit, you can now laugh in a second, but better not. If it's there, in a village you find a pizzeria and you can eat pizza there. In the same way, in the Hare Krishna movement, we have wonderful food. That's there. In a village, you can talk about your neighbors. In the Hare Krishna movement, you can also unlimitedly gossip. There is unlimitedly web pages. There are many web pages. In the village, you can make good friends. This is also available. There are very good friendships. In this movement, there are like-minded people. Yes, and you can find friends. I would say Krishna Laya has found many friends here. In the Hare Krishna movement, you can find a lot of controversy, like in the village, you know. You can engage yourself with in a village with controversy, and also in the Hare Krishna movement. In a village, there's opportunity for so many things. And so is in the movement. But there is something special. There is a process which can only be compared with a mystical process of alchemy that can effect a profound transformation to a better end. And this is something that needs to be given attention. It needs to be practiced. So for this we get initiation. And with the initiation, we get the instructions. Because there's so much on these two mantras, I have tried to solve the instruction part in two ways. I've written a book called The Gayatri Book for the second initiates, And I've written a few books on the chanting of the holy name. It's called The Living Name, is there. Bhajan, is it Nam Rahasya, is there. So many are there. And more will come, because I'm not convinced that we have yet understood the power which is in these mantras. Prabhupada writes in this connection about the power of these two mantras. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful that it does not depend on official initiation. He means with this that the initiation is usually called Diksha. In our movement we call it the second initiation. First initiation is important. But if one is initiated through Diksha and engages in deity worship, his Krishna consciousness will awaken very soon. And his identification with the material world will be vanquished. We spoke a little bit about this. We all have this identity suitcase where we have small things with which we identify. I'm a man, I'm a German, I'm a poet, I'm a whatever. We all carry this around, and wherever we go, we have our invisible false identification suitcase. But leave that for at least when you practice your spiritual life, and you can experience wonders, miracles beyond your boldest imagination, and you can become, believe it or not, happy in your spiritual life. So good. I just wanted to give a modern lecture. I hope I have given with some examples, and my idea was really take it serious. Those who want to make their chanting serious, they must know the 10 offenses and they must avoid them. But this is a whole different lecture. And those who want to have the effect of the mantras, you must chant them regularly, the Gayatri mantras. You must, not like your neighbor, but you have to be yourself, you know, so that Krishna also recognizes you. Don't imitate the ways of someone else if they are not good. Be in your strengths. So that's a little bit what I wanted to say. Yes. Have you understood? Was it too intense or was it okay? I think this is the only time where we can speak like this and perhaps see, yes, there's some truth in it. And my dear devotees, we are in a situation which is very good if you utilize it, and which is problematic if you don't utilize it. All people who know something about astrology know we live in a time of change. Now the skeptics may say, we always live in a time of change. This is the world of Jagat, the world of change. Why mention specifically this? Well, you watch what is happening in the world and you will see something very fundamental is changing. Some people lament. You know, in European, many people lament about the developments. I would like to say change is good. Just get on the wave of positive change and you will survive all the changes in your life, everything. So take the energy of change and bring it to your spiritual life. I think it is a good time to do this. Just like devotees meet when there's a New Year celebration, of a birthday day. They want to use the energy of this otherwise material holiday. You can use this also for your spiritual development. It will be very good. And if you are honest with yourself, I think you all have heard a call already. There is something which some of us pretend to, we have not heard it, but if you go deep, find out there is a, and you will find the calling. I'm telling you really only what you all know already. So this is, it's necessary. Please remember, this was the year 25. This is what was told. Remember it, you will see there's truth in it. Okay, so now Ramananda Gopal with a beautiful voice. What do we, is now, okay, wieder, oder?
Now we you give the names.
Achcha. Yes. All right, so this is now the part where the new initiates will give their vows, something very serious, nothing to laugh. First we have here on the list Bhaktin Casey. So you please come forward here. Hare Krishna. Bhaktin Casey. Wie viele Runden chantest du den Tag? Wie viele Runden chantest du? Oh, sorry, this is German. How many rounds do you chant?
16.
What are the four rules and regulations?
No eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Yes, very good. So, your name is the best name. Nima, you're ready with the midanga and cattles. This, we need some auspicious sound here. Your good name is Chaitanya Leela Dasi. Chaitanya Leela. No, I'm just explaining your name. You made the seed. Okay. Chaitanya Leela, this means, of course, the divine transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. This refers to his extraordinary life, extraordinary activities, extraordinary thoughts, his ecstatic devotional activities also. And Chaitanya Leela, listen carefully, his mission of spreading love for Krishna through Nam Sankirtan. You are already known in your area, you have regular Zoom sessions, you are psychologically trained psychologist. We need to know anything about psychology. Chaitanya Leela is also there. And please keep on this personal cultivation and also spread, help other people. This will make you happy. Good. Next one is Bhaktin Gyada. Children are in good hands? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You can parle italiano, no, bellissimo, bellissimo. So, how many rounds do you chant each day?
16.
Yes. What are the four rules and regulations by which you abide? Wonderful, wonderful. Bhaktin Gyada, your good name. Is Goloka Nandini Devi Dasi. Yeah. Goloka Nandini. Can you imagine who is Goloka Nandini? Radharani, yes. The name of Radharani means one who brings joy to Goloka, the spiritual world. Radharani brings joy to Goloka. Goloka Nandini's children are also there. One child I see, very sweet, is Lakshman, her husband. Name of the child?
Madhvi.
Madhvi. Nityananda, where are you?
Here.
Good. Bellissimo, yes. Very sweet girl, yes. Madhvi. Yes. So the next devotee, please, also bitte bleib auf deinem Stuhl, is Bhaktin Riya. Bhaktin Riya had broken two of her vertebrae and her hip and her whole body, but still she is here. So stay. Was sind die vier regulierenden Prinzipien, die du einhältst?
Also, Erlaubnis, keine Fischstelle, keine Ausschmiede und keine Erlaubnis, Sexualität.
Genau. Darf ich dich fragen, was dein wertes Alter ist? Dein wertes Alter? Ja.
Fast 72.
Wow. Du bist. Ja. A little elderly, yes. Yeah. Dein, yes, everyone talks. Yes, please now listen. Yes. She is so enthusiastic. You should have seen how she dances before this accident. Soon she is healthy again and will dance like this. It's just like a young person. For me, Bhaktin Riya, anyways, she is a person who has understood one principle. You are only as old as you think. Some of you are already 100 years old. And some of us are old and we are still young children who like to dance. So, dein werter Name hat was mit dem Tanzen zu tun. Das ist Rasa Priya Devidasi. Wer könnte wohl die ursprüngliche Rasa Priya Devidasi sein? Jemand, der eingeweiht ist, meistens sehr aufgeregt. Also deswegen frage ich, any one of you, who could be the original? Radharani, you know everything, yes. Das ist ein Name von Radharani. Sie, die den Rasa-Tanz liebt. Ganz wichtig, Rasa Priya, wenn du älter wirst, werden Beschwerlichkeiten im Alter kommen. Hör nicht auf zu tanzen. Wenn du nicht physisch tanzen kannst, tanze im Geist. Tanze im Geist, dann bleibst du immer jung und gehst zu Krishna. Mit Kirtan. Das ist wirklich wahr. I was saying, when we become older, there will be some physical changes, you will see. But never stop dancing. And you can't dance physically, dance in your mind, in your heart. Glorify the Lord there. And you will live eternally. So, Rasa Priya Devidasi, wie machen wir das? Hier ist unser Rechtsanwalt. Nicht werfen oder so, wie beim Basketballstudium, nicht? Ja. Gut. Danke. Haben wir Lärm gemacht für Rasa Priya? Also haben wir freudige Überraschungen gemacht? Es ist glücksverheißender Sound, das muss sein. Zuletzt auch in deutscher Sprache Bhaktin Jaroslava. Das sind, wie viele Rundenchen bist du denn da? Super. Und wie, was sind die vier Regeln?
Komm,
ich spiele
schon.
Ja. Super. Хорошо. Dein Name, spiritueller Name, ist Yashoda Rani Devidasi. Das ist der Name von Mutter Yashoda, die mit einem sehr eher ehrenhaften Titel angesprochen wird. Rani heißt ja Königin. Nicht? Yashoda Rani heißt die Königin. Um unsere allerhöchste Achtung auszudrücken und unsere Verehrung, sagen wir zu Yashoda, wir sagen Yashoda Rani und Krishna sagt Ma. Also wunderschöner Name. Bitte setz dich hin. Dankeschön. Dann als nächstes den Ehemann von Yashoda Rani, Bhakta Alexander. Bitte komm hier. Yashoda Rani is of course the name of Yashoda, but a very reverential, honorable name, meaning the queen, queen of Braj. Ja, Alexander, was ist nochmal genauestens, wie viele Runden chantest du heute?
Ich chante 16 Runden.
Nektar. Freudvoll, nicht so super ernst, ne? Also freudvoll. Und wie viel, und was sind die vier Prinzipien?
Ich verzichte mich für Braj, Fisch und Ei, ich verzichte mich von insulierter Sexualität und ich verzichte mich von Berauschen. Und von
alt genau. Dein Name ist, also es sind alles die besten Namen. Anandi Dasa. Anandi heißt jemand, der Krishna zum Entzücken bringt. Ja. Anandi is someone who gives delight to Krishna. Anandi. Oh. What a name. So, jetzt kommt jemand, wo ich sehr lange nachdenken muss. Also es ist nicht nachdenken. Man kriegt einen Namen, denk an, das drückt es noch nicht genau aus. Und noch weiter und weiter. Und schließlich, Krishna, kannst du mir bitte den Namen von diesem Devoti verraten? Es ist Bhakta Florian. Florian, kann ich in Englisch? Dann brauche ich nicht. Gut. So. What are the, also kannst du halt Deutsch sagen, wie viele Runden chantest du dir?
16.
Super. Und wie mal, ja, die vier Regeln und Regulierungen bitte?
Am Grund zum Beispiel zu anziehen.
Ja.
Keine Rauschen, kein Glücksspiel, kein Fleischfisch.
Super. Also das ist der beste Name jetzt. Your good name. Ich sag's erst in Deutsch, weil Gesi auch hier ist. Gesi, sprichst du Englisch?
Ja.
Gut. Your good name is Govinda Prandas. Vorsicht, nicht vor Aufregung stolpern. Govinda Pran means the very life of Govinda, also die Lebenskraft von Govinda, oder oder? Derjenige, dessen Leben völlig zu Govinda hingegeben ist. Wow. So, Govinda. Der Name, es gibt keinen Namen mit F. Und es muss ja, sollte ein bisschen an den alten Namen anknüpfen, weil ja spirituelles Leben nicht das Aufgeben ist, sondern die Weiterführung in die Transzendenz. Nicht? Und so war dann so, the old name war Florian, and now it's Govinda Pran. Very similar. Hare Krishna. Good. Our next devotee is Bhakta Schumit. So, Bhakta Schumit, wonderful. How many what are the rules and regulations that you follow?
For what? No nudity, yeah. No intoxication, yeah. No illicit sex, and no gambling.
Wonderful. Yes, yes. For this was the easiest event, like boom. Your name is Syam Lal. Syam Lal means a very sweet and affectionate name, which evokes the charming and playful nature of Krishna as a young child, Kanaya in Vrindavan. No? This is affectionate name, Kanaya Lal, Syam Lal. It is a playful, and by the way, he laughs a lot. So it is all right to laugh. When perhaps you see the right moment. But this is, the laughing is very good. Very good. Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes, you're eating. Thank you. And our last initiate for the first initiation is Bhakta Elias. Sehr gut, sehr gut. I think both of us have waited for this moment. both. Ja, wie viele Runden wirst du?
Jeden Tag 16 Runden.
Und wie viel, was sind die Regeln?
Keine unzulässige Sexualität, kein Fleisch, Fisch, Ei, keine Brausche, kein Kaffee.
Super. Your name is a very blissful name. Eka Chakra Nitaidas. Just like his mother is Anna Lakshita, also my disciple, and she is a teacher. Wo nochmal? In was für einer Schule nochmal? Eine Gemeinschaftsschule, yes. And Eka Chakra Nitai is also training to become a teacher. Eka Chakra Nitai, I must tell you, if I would not have become a monk like this, you know, like preaching, giving lectures and all, I most properly, the only job where I really could fit in and see myself was a teacher, to help young people. Because I think when you want to do something positive for our society, there are many ways to do, many ways. It's not just one way, but if you start with the children, and you can somehow give them some good memory of the school, and perhaps those who are a little more spiritually open, some spiritual inspiration and impulse, you really work at a positive contribution to the society. So it's very nice. So these are the first initiations. I would like to request all of you now to bless these devotees. How do you do this? You go in your heart, and then you find all kinds of good wishes for them, and you do this by raising your arms. We can do a little bit more. You know, bringing your arms in a folded position. Kinder, jetzt kurz mal ruhig. Ja, das schafft ihr. Das ist kein Problem. Nehmt doch die Hände so. Also falten. Ja. Genau. Yes. Sons of the priest, they have their own mind. So we find now our good wishes for these initiates, and we do this now. Find your good wishes. Gaur Premanandi, Hare Krishna. So wonderful. We have also six second initiations. I will speak out the names in the assembly of Vaishnavas. You please take part in the yagya like all the first initiates do, and then after the yagya, please come to where I stay, and then I will give you these confidential Gayatri mantras. Yeah, so it's Yotiyamayi Devidasi, Nadia Biharini Devidasi, Praneshwari Radha Devidasi. Then it's Nityananda Rai, Bhava Sindhu, and a wonderful devotee who helps so many people, Ramananda Das from Switzerland, yes? He is ready. Good. So we take part in the initiation, in this yagya, and then you come and you will get your mantras from me at home. Yes? So, Gaura Premarandi! Gaura Premarandi! Gaura Premarandi! You might ask, why do we do this? We do it to chase away all remaining inauspiciousness so that the path is very clear. This is also done in the yagya. It will burn away all the obstacles so you have a fresh start. Please use this golden opportunities. They don't come so often, these opportunities. Good.
Hare Krishna. So now we are going to perform the Mangala Charana prayers. Before I will light the fire, I have to worship the fire and make some offerings to the fire. For this we maybe need a little bhajan to be ready. And then today we have a little bit something special because I was requested, because today is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, that we also chant pranam mantras for Nityananda in the initiation.
Wonderful.
With your blessings. And also we have, I was told, we have a disciple from Ranjana Swami here.
Ashoka Manjari.
Ashoka Manjari.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
So she will also participate in the yajna, and therefore we will also chant pranam mantras for
Miran. Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. So we have now a little bhajan, and then when we throw the cranes, throw it with this mantra into the fire, I think everybody can move a little bit forward if you find space, because now the obeisances are over. And yeah, then we throw the fire with the swaha, each time, three times, into the fire.
Stand? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Harihi Om Sahano Avatu Sahano Bhunatu Saha Virankar Vavahe Nechasvinavari Tamastumavikti Shavahe Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti
Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.